Track 9, and we return to the news stories, and the first headline is Make Pavements More Accessible, Council Told. Teignbridge Council has been urged to make changes to the multi-million pound investment in Queen Street after it emerged there were no dropped curbs for wheelchairs and mobility scooter users. Newton Abbott Town Council has asked the District Authority to look again at the project after wheelchair and mobility scooter users discovered they had no means of crossing the road. The controversial scheme was introduced by Teignbridge Council and Devon County Council after government funding was made available. But with the project nearing completion, it's become apparent that little provision was made for those needing dropped curbs. Work began in May 2024 with the promise priority will be given to pedestrians instead of vehicles. But it now seems only the able-bodied have been catered for. Mike Hocking, chairman of Newton Abbott Community Transport Association, said, "When this glaring omission was brought to my attention, I was shocked. Our charity works closely with people who have mobility issues and supports them with services such as shop mobility. How can a scheme of this scale, allegedly meant to deliver a more accessible and safer shopping experience, have failed to include dropped curbs? Even the artist's impressions published before construction got underway showed a wheelchair user and someone in a mobility scooter. This is a major gaffe and needs sorting urgently." The matter was raised with Newton Abbott Town Council, whose officers contacted Teignbridge Council. Teignbridge Council said, "The suitability for dropped curb locations on the footway between Albany Street and Courtney Street is due to be looked at comprehensively following a post-construction road safety assessment, which will take place as soon as feasible following the completion of the full package of works." Town Clerk Phil Rowe said, "I'm pleased that at least the matter will be looked into. It seems strange that this will be done after the work is finished. We'll keep a close eye on developments, as it's only right that everyone should have access to our town centre."
Folk legend Seth headlines festival. Folk legend Seth Lakeman will be the headline act at a new festival set up by a couple from Ashburton, which will take place later this spring. Sophie Pierce, a writer and former BBC journalist, and artist Alex Murdin hope the Dartmoor Tours Festival on the late May Bank Holiday weekend will become a regular fixture in future years. The aim is to celebrate Dartmoor and what makes it special. The festival will take place in Ashburton and at locations around Dartmoor. Others appearing are the international artist Gary Fabian Miller, writer Guy Shrubsole, storytellers Sarah Hurley and Lisa Scheidenu, archaeologists Lee Bray and Andy Crabb from Dartmoor National Park, access campaigner Kate Ashbrook and Beltane Border Morrisside. Sophie and Alex, working with Ashburton Arts Centre and the Field System Gallery, both in Ashburton's West End, work on a host of events between May the 23rd and 25th. On Saturday, May the 24th, there will be talks and conversations at the Arts Centre, taking in everything from a debate about the right to roam on Dartmoor, a conversation between artists sharing their different perspectives on the moor, and a talk by archaeologists from Dartmoor National Park about the latest prehistoric discoveries. Artists exhibiting at Field System will be offering creative workshops inspired by land, art and nature. On the Saturday evening, Seth Lakeman will be performing in a trio with Alex Hart and Benji Kirkpatrick. And on the Sunday, there will be various walks to choose from, including an expedition to one of Dartmoor's most enigmatic stone rows with archaeo-astronomer Carolyn Kennett and Dartmoor guide Paul Rendell. The idea for the festival arose as a result of the work of the married couple Sophie and Alex, and they've been working on it for the last decade or so. Alex has been drawing the tours and has also a project called A Thousand Stones to depict Dartmoor's longest stone row. Sophie is an author of 5 books, including Wild Swimming Walks Dartmoor and South Devon, and a memoir, The Green Hill, Letters to a Son, which is a meditation on love and loss and is very much set on Dartmoor and the surrounding landscape. Sophie says, "We feel a powerful connection to Dartmoor in both our emotional lives and our creative work, and suddenly wondered why there were no annual gatherings to celebrate Dartmoor and share ideas about our responses to this extraordinary place, so we thought, let's start one. It's hoped that the festival will benefit Ashburton, bringing in trade for businesses and also providing entertainment and fun for local people. You can find out more about the festival and book tickets online at dartmoorfestival.co.uk.
It is unsustainable to carry on trading here. Following a temporary 2-week closure, a Newton Abbott butcher's shop has decided to call it a day, as it says its situation is simply financially unsustainable. It seems our reign over this fantastic little shop has sadly come to an end, Queen Street Butchers said in a post to its Facebook page. The shop had been closed for 2 weeks as it had struggled amid the loss of earnings, roadworks and spiralling costs. A favourite haunt for many, Queen Street Butchers had planned to reopen this week. Instead, it will remain closed for the foreseeable future, as the current owners have, after a great deal of consultation, deliberation and discussion, decided that it is simply unsustainable to continue. Queen Street Butchers said, "We set out with a vision to supply local meats and produce to local people. The customers we have met have been utterly incredible, kind and so supportive, but we have hit so many hurdles. The shop will reopen under a different guise with some new owners at some point in the future, but there are no details at the time. We hope that all of our existing customers will support them in the same way that we have been supported," the shop said. "As a final thank you, our landlords have been amazing and kind," the shop added. Queen Street Butchers decided to temporarily close for 2 weeks at the start of February. At the time, the shop said its Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council venture to enhance Queen Street began. In particular, the shop pointed to the loss of on-street parking spaces, which it said was unwarranted.
Structural work has begun on the Grade 2 listed market hall in Newton Abbott, Teignbridge District Council has said. TDC's plan to reinstate historic features aims to restore the building's original charm and to transform it into a welcoming and vibrant space. The first phase of a £5 million redevelopment project saw the demolition of a section of the 1970s food hall to create a new pedestrian walkway from Market Street to the square. Teams working on the development were excited to uncover a view that had been hidden by the 1970s extension for nearly half a century.
Sheldon Precept upped 20% to plug hole in finances. Sheldon Parish Council has agreed to increase its precept by 20% to plug a hole in its finances. Residents in a Band D property will see an additional £10.39 added to their council tax bills this year to contribute to the running of Sheldon Parish Council. Sheldon Parish Council is forecasting a £12,000 overspend, which would use up virtually all of its reserves. The Parish Council said increased costs were due to Teignbridge District Council asking it to take on more responsibilities. Councillor Chris Clarence pointed out that it is important for the Parish Council to ensure it has reserves due to uncertainty about whether the Parish Council might be asked to take on even more responsibilities if government plans to create a unitary authority for Devon and Cornwall go ahead.